This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We were telling you yesterday about Greece and how, come Monday next, the most heavily indebted country in the European Union will leave the relatively friendly financial confines of the bailout program that the International Monetary Fund and the EU set up back when things were looking really bad for Athens. Greece borrowed hundreds of billions of dollars at next to nothing interest rates, but now it's back to unbridled capitalism and whatever that might bring. Marketplace's Stephen Beard went to Athens to ask people how they're feeling about that.
Right now, we're going to cook our bread, which was proofed for 2.5 hours.
In his sandwich bar in central Athens, Nikos Vogelis bakes bread for the next day's business.
The bread has to be sliced a little bit to get the yeast to open up as it cooks. Once we put it
toiling over the oven, Nikos himself gets rather heated when our conversation turns away from bread to the bailout exit.
Basically, what's happening is you're stopping borrowing money at 0.5%, and you're going to start borrowing money at 4.5%. I don't think it's something to have a party about. Come on.
Like many Greeks, Nikos doesn't believe the country has reformed itself sufficiently to go it alone.
We have not completed what we had to do here to become a free market economy.
In fact, the creditors don't seem to think so either. First of all, they've lent Greece an extra $25 billion so that it doesn't have to resort to the financial markets immediately. And they've required the country to stick to a very strict program of austerity, reform and big budget surpluses that could last for more than 40 years. This all adds up to a continuing heavy burden of taxation for the Greeks, even after bailout exit. Dr. Dimitris Papadimitriadis is an Athens-based psychiatrist.
70% of my earnings go to the government.
70%?
70%, that's correct. So you see there that there is still a frustration about how things will evolve.
Throughout the crisis, some 500,000, mostly young Greeks, left the country, a big loss of human capital. In spite of the bailout exit, that exodus seems likely to continue, at least if Effi Panoutsakopoulou, a bank worker, is anything to go by. She's already preparing her two young sons, aged 11 and 8, for emigration.
I'm starting to tell them that they eventually have to leave Greece and go somewhere else to live or to study or to work.
You really think there's no future for them here?
Yeah, I don't think so.
The International Monetary Fund's solution to the Greek malaise is wholesale debt cancellation. The IMF says the country cannot hope to prosper unless a big chunk of the third of $1 trillion its government owes is written off. But apart from deferring some repayments, the Eurozone creditors, especially the Germans, don't want to go along with that. Some Greeks believe the answer lies much closer to home. This satirical stage show was a big hit here 1 year after the crisis began. The show ridiculed the Greeks for lacking foresight and discipline. Co-producer Yanis Sarkatsanis says if he were putting on the same show today, he wouldn't change a thing.
I think it would be exactly the same message. Nothing has changed.
The crisis, he says, has been one of values. Too many Greeks dodge taxes, evade rules and vote for pork barrel politicians because they think it would be dumb to do otherwise.
You never want to be the Malakas, as we say, because whenever you follow a rule and someone else doesn't, you feel like a Malakas.
Malakas means jerk.
And that's like the worst fear, the worst thing that can happen to you in Greece.
But, he says, the real jerks were the many dodgers, evaders and rule-breakers who drove Greece into debt and disaster.
The day we Greeks understand that, then that will be the day that the crisis ends.
But that, he says, is unlikely to be next Monday, August the 20th, bailout exit day. In Athens, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.